Any issues that you want to add to the agenda? Just the two? Fine? Okay. Can we go? We'll do the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on Budget Vote 19 and the Strategic Plan 2013-14 in the 30th of March. I think we should just add the operational plan because we also discuss that. So I'm going to ask the committee secretary just to take us through the report, and then there will be opportunities for members to engage before we adopt it. Thank you, Mrs. Mchavo. Mrs. Mchavo.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether I'm loud enough. Okay. On page one, draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on Budget Vote 19 and Strategic Plan 2011-12 and 13-14 and its entity dated 30 March 2011. The first paragraph, the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, having considered and deliberated on the budget book and strategic plan of the Department of Social Development and its entities on the 30 March, wishes to report as follows. One, mandate of the committee. The committee's mandate as prescribed by the Constitution of South Africa and the rules of Parliament is to build an oversight process that ensures a quality process of scrutinizing and overseeing government action that is driven by the ideal of realizing a better quality of life for all people of South Africa. Number two, the introduction. The report presents the strategic objectives presented by the department and its entities to the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on the 3rd of March 2011. The objectives have been formulated to respond to the overall government priorities and outcomes. The following institutions briefed the committee: Department of Social Development, South African Social Security Agency, National Development Agency, and the Number three, key priorities that encompass the department's overall budget vote and strategic plan were reported as follows. 3.1, reduction in substance abuse. The Department of Social Development will organize campaigns that seek to reduce the abuse of drugs, promote rehabilitation and integration of drug users to their families and communities, thereby encouraging them to become addiction-free and be productive members of the society. The campaign will oversee policy and legislative changes that will regulate the manner in which alcoholic products are marketed and distributed. The campaign will be accompanied by social change strategies aimed at changing the current unhealthy use of alcohol in South Africa. Number 3.2, tackling of social crime. The department reported that despite its progress in tackling social crime and developing best practice policies, the country still has high level of social crime, particularly violence against women and children. Victim empowerment programs and social crime prevention strategies are delivered in partnership with civil society organizations and partner government departments. In 2011-12, the department will seek to increase levels of resources for organizations working to prevent and reduce gender-based violence. Page 2. Promotion and establishment of early childhood centers. The department will continue to accelerate the early childhood development programs, ECD programs, to ensure that every child is given a good start early in life. The number of children ECD sites subsidized by the government has increased from 270,096 in 2005 to 443,545 in 2011. Community development 2.4. The department reported that it will continue to develop a range of programs that do not only protect South Africa against poverty, but also promote investment in building and strengthening community and households' capacity towards self-reliance. Furthermore, the department aims to ensure that youth and women are provided appropriate support to unleash their potential to achieve sustainable livelihoods. 3.5, provision of comprehensive social security. The department's aim contribution to the reduction of income poverty remains the social assistance program. The number of poor households in receipt of social grants reached a high of 50 million by January 2011. The department will research the viability of revising the means test for all the grant types so that more people who need assistance may be reached. In addition, the department will ensure that the retirement systems are more responsive to the needs of all working population. 3.6, strengthening of non-governmental organizations. The department's working relationship with various sections of society remains a key strategic anchor to the department and a necessary step in ensuring that social development goals are realized. It will continue to lead in the registration of civil society organizations that support communities in service delivery and broadly on development issues. It will, over the next financial year, improve its information technology system in order to be able to publish lists of organizations that have opted to demonstrate their willingness to be accountable for how they spend resources they raise from donors, thereby increasing their credibility and marketability. 2.7, zero hunger. The department is working towards further improvement of the South Africa's food security through linking the provision of social assistance to programs that will facilitate the integration of food production to the consumption of healthy food for poor South Africans. This will be done in partnership with partner departments such as Department of Rural Development and the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries. Can turn over to page 3. For other key priorities set by the department, over and above the aforementioned key priorities, the department identify other priorities and set targets to be met by 2014. 4.1, government outcome number 7, vibrant, equitable, sustainable rural communities contributing towards food security. The department's contribution towards the achievement of this outcome is to ensure that communities participate and influence social change. In order to achieve this target, it has set itself a target of 50% war on poverty while driving their own social change programs by 2014. It set a target of having 1.5 million poor households profiled by 2014. With regard to ensuring youth participation and influence on social change, the department has targeted to have 1,250 youth structures participating in social change programs. In relation to promoting cohesive communities, the department has set a target of implementing the intergeneration program, and 98,000 youth will be assisted to participate in intergenerational activities by 2014. 4.2, government outcome number 2, a long and healthy life for all South Africans. The department contributes to the reduction of new HIV and AIDS infections through social behavioral change. It also intends to reduce new HIV and AIDS infection by 50% by 2014. In addition, by 2014, the department targeted to have 50% of households with infected and affected individuals served by home community-based care organizations. Government outcome number 4, decent employment through inclusive growth. To contribute to the above-mentioned outcome, the department has set a target of creating 750,000 work opportunities by 2014. It also set a target of providing pension, disability, and death benefits to 7 million employed people. 4.4, government outcome number 1, quality basic education. The department will contribute towards the attainment of this outcome by improving access to early childhood development programs. It has set a target of having 10% annual growth on children accessing ECD programs by 2014. Mm-hmm. Government outcome 3, all people in South Africa are safe and feel safe. In relation to the above mentioned outcome, the department's contribution is to reduce incident of social crime and has set a target that by 2014, 60% of victims of gender-based violence are reported and provided with services. Page 4, number 5, outcomes and annual performance plan set by the department. 5.1, social security program. In line with the government's strategic objectives identified in the 2011 State of the Nation address, under this program, the department formulated outcomes outlined below. In relation to the government's outcome of creating decent employment through inclusive growth. The department has set itself a specific outcome of increased social insurance coverage through a mandatory contribution for pension, death and disability benefits. In 2011-12, it will draft legislation for mandatory retirement, death and disability benefits. With regard to the government outcome of developing an efficient, effective and development-oriented public service, the department has set specific outcome of extending social assistance coverage to include poor and vulnerable South Africans. It will do so by increasing the social grant threshold. In response to the government outcome of having an efficient, effective and development-oriented public service and empowered, fair and inclusive citizenship, the department will render effective, efficient and accessible social assistance outcome service. The outcome set for this specific outcome is to have an adjudication of social assistance appeals that will promote fair, just and equitable administrative action. The department intends to adjudicate approximately 15,000 appeals within 90 days period of receipt in 2011-12. The department aims to finalize approximately 20,000 backlog on appeals by September 2011. The department will also promulgate and implement regulations giving effect to the Section 18 of the Social Assistance Amendment Act 5 of 2010. The department has commissioned a legislation review project with the aim of conducting a comprehensive policy and legislation review regarding aspects of social security law enforcement in the Constitution in 2011-2012. Welfare 5.2, Welfare Services Policy Development and Implementation Program. Under this program, the department aims to contribute towards the government outcome for an efficient, effective and development-oriented public service and empowered, fair and inclusive citizenship. By developing skilled and capable workforce and have an improved sector performance and delivery of quality social welfare services, it will implement a recruitment and retention strategy for social workers. In 2011-12, it aims to increase by 30% the scholarship awarded to social work students. The department has set an output of implementing supervision framework for social workers, and that 9 provinces in 2011-12 will implement the framework. The department will develop the NPO financial policy. In 2011-12 financial year, it will conduct consultative sessions with stakeholders on the policy. Another government outcome that falls within this program is that all people in South Africa should feel safe. In line with this outcome, the department has set a specific outcome of creating an environment that enables the protection and promotion of older persons. The government also seeks to sustain human settlement and improved quality of household life. In responding to this outcome, the department has set a specific outcome of protecting and promoting the rights of people with disabilities. In 2011-12 financial year, it will approve a policy on social services to persons with disability and draft a bill on social services to persons with disability. Challenges. The department highlighted the following challenges. There are still high levels of crime, particularly violence against women and children. 2, high levels of social crime are exacerbated by rampant abuse of illicit substances and alcohol abuse. The shortage of social workers continues to be a challenge in the delivery of social welfare services. 7, there are financial implications. The activities of the department are organized in 5 programs, which are administration, social assistance, social security policy and administration, welfare services policy development, and implementation support of social development and integrated service delivery. Funds allocated to per program in millions. Administration is 234 million. Social assistance, 97. Social security policy and administration, 6 million. Welfare services policy development and implementation support, 450 million. Social development and integrated service delivery, 243 million. Observations. The committee raised the following concerns. Lack of support provided to NGOs with regard to funding and absence of a standardized guideline to address the challenges related to funding. Absence of a monitoring tool that will monitor operations of ECD centers in communities. The committee was concerned that some of these centers were established solely for minority benefit, for monetary benefits. Hence, most of them are not registered. There are very few places of safety and old age home in South Africa, in the country. Shortage of social workers is still a challenge. The department should urgently address it.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mutavu. Can we stop there and look at the recommendation before we proceed? I don't know whether members want to add to the substance of the report so far. But we want to give members the opportunity to do that before we engage the recommendation. Is there anything that members would like to add to the report so far before we come to the recommendation? Honourable Member Lambula, is there any other member? Honourable Member. Thank you. there's now a shorter turnaround time for the registration of engines. I think the challenge that came out was the funding, which takes place at the provincial level, which is still an issue in terms of around funding and also monitoring and evaluation of NGOs, especially in terms of financial compliance. So I think those were the issues that came up. What we said during recommendation one, I'm just going to read it for the benefit of Honourable Member Marcelo. The department should establish mechanisms to address challenges related to registration, funding, and capacity building of NGOs. Should we say especially those in our rural areas in the country? Yeah. We said it's a recommendation that we must implement. Especially in those in the rural areas. Then we said the department should identify NGOs that deal with substance abuse and ensure that funding is granted to them by the provinces. Yeah, but you remember we said when there's not enough NGOs deliver services to support substance abuse, if you look at the challenges it's facing. Yeah, but you see, it has to be via the provinces because it won't be directly from National Social Development. So we agree on that. So our fourth recommendation on communities, departments should form partnerships with local municipalities to strengthen the functioning of CCDs and that they should focus on rural areas. Yes?
The use of Tucson centers, the use of efficient use of Tucson centers for NGOs that deal with substance abuse. Yeah, but can't we then use it, link it with substance abuse too, because it is centralized in the community, multi-purpose center.
The ECG issues, we don't have a problem with that. And then what we will do, we'll just add the issue around forming partnerships with local municipalities. The department should provide the committee with the standard norm for subsidization for ECD for children per day at ECD centers. How much are they subsidizing children? What's the norm? Is 14 rand, 15 rand, 20 rand per child per day? There should be a norm, one norm, a uniform norm. Uniform norm for the subsidization for children at ECD centers. Yeah. They must provide us with that. And give us a breakdown per province. So, yes, and then the department should identify NGOs that deal with substance abuse ensure the funding is contributing by the provinces, and Tucson Center should be used for community outreach programs with regard to substance abuse programs. Then, the department should develop a control and monitoring mechanism that will control operations of ECD centers and address the challenges related to each. Provinces should ensure that ECD centers are operating according to requirements and that the programs are developmental. Okay? The department should address with the provinces the shortage of places of safety and old age homes in the country. I think that is a really good statement. Honorable Member Tim.
When we were discussing the ECDs, there was a mention on the training of the teachers for ECD centers, because when they were presenting, they did admit that they still need to train, more training for people that are looking after children. And I think we should have this committee highlights the fact that because the majority of the cities, teachers are not trained. So maybe we need to highlight the fact that we should make sure that people that are looking after our children are trained. Thank you,
I think we must address that point. Because at this point in time, the department is training like auxiliary staff to assist teachers in class. So they can, that is the beginning of education. We need to focus very strongly on that they need to do that. Thorough trained ECD teachers.
Okay, can I just put your recommendation into a sentence? A recommendation. Is it added to this? I would also suggest that the training should be standardized in all provinces in terms of the curriculum or whatever they are going to come about, so that the standard should be the same. Can we say that more learnerships made up to years? Yes. I just wanted to find out, did we talk about the nonsense standard? Because presently our nonsense standard with all ECDs are not up to the standard. So we need... Okay. To make practically implementable is that learnerships must be made available to workers and educators at ECD centers, right, to adequately qualify them so that they can implement the developmental programs at ECD centers, or the curriculum at ECD centers. Now, I think in terms of education, it's only the educare that is available at FET colleges throughout the country. At every FET college we have the childhood development courses. So that will make the availability of learnerships through the health and welfare center just easy for implementation. Yeah. So they can follow up, they can just partner with your local FET college. Okay? I think that's fine.
Then can we go to the safety driver question?
Someone will take us through this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Number 10, Central Drug Authority. The Central Drug Authority is a statutory body mandated by the National Drug Master Plan to coordinate all services geared to combat substance abuse in the country. It is at its end of second term, which ended at the end of March 2011. It is tasked with a mandate to advise the Minister of Social Development,
the chairperson of Interministerial Committee on any matters associated with the abuse of drugs. To fulfill this mandate, the CDA's function is to give effect to the National Drug Master Plan and also to review the National Drug Master Plan every 5 years. It also has to report to Parliament on progress made in combating substance abuse in the country annually. 10.1 Vision and Mission of CDA. The vision of the National Drug Master Plan is to promote a drug-free society. Its mission is to implement holistic and cost-effective strategies to reduce the supply and consumption of drugs and to limit the harm associated with substance use and dependency in South Africa. Recommendations. A meeting should be scheduled.
Sorry.
10.2, CDA has achieved the following outcomes. Development and capacity building of supporting infrastructures at national, provincial, and local levels. The Provincial Substance Abuse Forums and Local Drug Action Committees. Development and implementation of mini-drug master plans at departmental and provincial levels derived from the NDMP, its National Drug Master Plan. Development and implementation of a database and measures of achievement of the mission of the NDP. 10.3, achievements of the CDA in the past year. CDA had embarked in national departments and provincial visits to solicit support of ministers, premiers, and MECs. It has participated in provincial summit in preparation for the national summit. In planning for the second biannual anti-substance abuse summit, the CDA embarked on community mobilization at local levels with communities. Door-to-door research was conducted in all 9 provinces to collect data on trends and types of drugs used and abused. The local drug action committees identified the sites for conducting research. This was in preparation for the national summit on substance abuse that took place on the 15th and 17th March 2011. It has commenced with the research on nature, extent, prevalence, and impact of substance abuse in communities. The national database and national clearinghouse was developed. This is a virtual and electronic substance abuse information storage or a warehouse. The CDA has established a reporting tool called Quick Analysis on Substance Abuse Reporting, Zirkwasa. A monitoring tool has been developed and piloted in provinces. It launched a review of the National Drug Master Plan. The plan will be further informed by the information from the National Summit. Observations. The committee made the following observations. There is still a need for awareness campaigns to educate communities on substance abuse. There is still minimal involvement of parents in programs designed to combat substance abuse. Parents have a critical role to play in these programs. There is a shortage of rehabilitation centers, and in some provinces, these centers are not available at all. The committee expressed its appreciation on the good work for the CDA, work the CDA has done in attempt to eradicate substance abuse. Recommendation.
Thank you, Chair. The mention of master plan.
if not parents, then it's someone that the person is very close to that has been affected by this problem. So we should say that in terms of treatment and prevention programs, that families and parents should form an integral part, especially in terms of knowing the symptoms and how to prevent it. And it also comes down to responsible parenting and communication with your child and understanding the kind of peer pressure that your child is under, out there away from you, you know, and yeah. I think it will also deal with the insecurity that parents go through, because sometimes they blame themselves and when you treat such a problem with a family, you don't judge, not even yourself, don't judge yourself too harshly.
The ambassadors, you know, in our areas, or maybe through my position, we've got these young guys and women doing a voluntary work for this drug abuse, going to schools, to churches, and talk about this substance abuse. But as a department, we don't take them seriously, and they're doing good work, doing the voluntary work. I've got one which he was working with me in my position. That Mr. Ndaba, he travels from Harangua to Cape Town to go and teach about this substance abuse, going to the municipality, to school, and this and that. And then he's been working with the local municipality, that's why. But I don't think it's in my area alone. In other areas and other provinces, I think we've got those type of people. How do we engage them through the department to be recognized? Because I do need them ambassadors and volunteers without any recognition by the department.
What I just want to, before I give over to we just have to be careful. When people are volunteers, they are volunteers, right? It's an honorary job without any payment. And you need that kind of volunteer. That is what makes the NGO sector what it is today. It's because it really it has a special way of delivering services. But how do you make use of them to have a greater impact in terms of the fight against substance abuse? That is the honorable member to it.
I'm trying to check under observations and also issues discussed by the department, whether, because I want to make a follow-up to what Honorable Marcelo is saying, that the department alone cannot fight this. We need to involve the NGOs. And we also said we need to identify the existing NGOs that are dealing with substance abuse and also be given funding to do the work. So I'm checking under recommendations that I don't think it's less and also an underachievement, you know. If you could check, say, because they talk about awareness campaigns in the communities, if we could also say they should do it together with the NGOs that are existing in the communities.
I'm under the impression that NGOs work and help with the awareness campaigns in communities. But that is it. My concern is on the fourth bullet. A monitoring tool should be developed to ensure that programs in the rehabilitation centers are up to standard. And I would say that these centers have qualified staff and are legally registered.
Mm-hmm. Can I just get that? Yes, I think we agree with that. The point that Honourable Member Tsweta made, because it's linked to what Honourable Member Mashiro said, he's saying that NGOs should get involved in the advocacy and treatment programs of the government. Yeah. So we will add that. And then the issue, and then add the issue, the last issue that you've said. Legally registered. Honourable Member Kopana.
Thank you, Chair. I was just saying that we shouldn't forget about different schools. They are also giving these teachers who are teaching life orientation. And it's part of their program of life skills. So we need to involve them so that it might be part of their syllabus.
Usually it is at your community moja program, that's when they bring in those teachers, because then they champion with the principal, they champion the program from the educator side. The kimoja program.
In addition to that, I would suggest that we also need to involve South African police. You know, sometimes we tend to underestimate the skills of drugs. Something that is difficult to improve for them. You remember my colleague when I attended the summit with you? My son, I found him having the hygiene project. He's one of the child who's very brilliant, is actually one of the best in the country at a great college. But great college is having a problem of drugs and substance. So we need to involve the teachers so that they can come and report checking. Because they are using different drugs. Because when they started to get in, after they graduate from other drugs and whatever.
We, if you look at resolution 1, we said that we need a meeting should be scheduled with the department and other relevant stakeholders. And I think with you in here, we should say your local drug committee, you have your provincial drug committee, your national drug committee. Yeah. So that will include SAPS and justice and SANCA and so on. So yeah. So they must get into, they will come and brief the committee on the resolutions of the summit that we are in Durban. And when we have that, we will have everyone in one room. And then we need to question them on those issues, because what also came up is the police did that. Parents were complaining about the rights of the children, see, and that really just defeats the purpose of these searches at school. So the issue of rights of children and so on and so on, which is actually a very good thing, because we know that the drug lords, they first make the kids dependent on the drug and then they start selling. So they first give it to you for free and then they start selling it to you. So I think in terms of getting the buy-in from the parents and parental responsibility, I think this is one of the issues of members' rights around that. That will really aid the process of fighting substance abuse.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think before we get to that bullet that says a monitoring tool should be developed to ensure that programs in the area are centers, we must remember that the committee strongly emphasized the establishment of rehab centers, because we've got few rehab centers in the whole country and most of them are too expensive for the poor children to access, the poor communities, especially in rural areas, in fact in rural towns. So we have to emphasize that there must be the establishment of rehab centers around the country.
Yes, that's very good. We're saying that should be the case, and it should be registered. Honourable Member Masilo.
Thank you, Chair. follow up on the issue of police from Mayor Kopane. There's a progress at schools where it's adopted cop. Every school adopted cop is recognized by the SGPs and the police in that locality and is really working. And in our area, we also include the Metro Police, where they go unannounced and they call those squads. Because in one school in Zone 4, we've realized that they've cut the fence, there's a picture at the corner where the drug dealer sits there during the break, kids went to the school, I mean, went to that person and buy. Now, the Metro Police and the adopted cops, they normally do their thing. For checking and also to recommend that there must be a tight security around the school where they lock the gate, they only open them during the, in fact they don't even go out during the break, they bring the lunch boxes at school. Now the problem after school, between school and the home, is where the problem is right. So I was just saying adopt a cop progress is there. Only to check how effective it is in our schools, but the program is there.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. I apologize for being late in the meeting. I think also to add on the last bullet, I think the department must look at the ways to, when we're talking about these aftercare services, must think of the skills development program. Because some of them, they go to the drug, they become drug abusers because of certain conditions. And especially the young ones, when they don't get the work, they decide to be drug addicts due to frustrations. Therefore, I think it must be coupled with skills development programs if you want, you are talking about the aftercare of them. Thank you.
Just to add on to that, that is where NDA comes in, with all their skills and projects that they have. You know, there's a thick list of, I don't know if the members checked what was sent to us on NDA projects. I'm already busy scrutinizing that list. It seems a little 1% better than the last time that I worked through that list. But they have so many projects, and government do not have the funding for all to take on some new projects. So NDA must kick in there to help with after.
Thank you, Honorable Mulamula. We can just hold that thought until we come to the NDA. Honorable Mimu Kupane, you're the last speaker on this resolution, recommendation.
Thank you, Chair. My last point, Chair, I would like maybe sometimes to get the officials to come and explain to us the Substance Abuse Act for women of 2008. Apparently, there are some challenges. That's why they couldn't even get a new board on the board. Do you remember that some challenges were there? That's why we can't even. So is there any possibility that
you
maybe can organize a meeting
on
the presentation?
Why don't we the initial the presentation, we also have the act.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with talent, but it does have to do with talent.
Okay.
Number 11, South African Social Security, 2011 30 strategic plan. The committee was briefed on the strategic plan of SASSA and the following was presented. Background and introductory remarks.
Can I ask also, in the scoring of strategic implementation, I'm sure you've looked at the report. Is there anything you'd like to add? You can do it. Because the recommendations are on page 13. Yeah. 1.4, page 13. It's recommendations on page 13. It says SASSA should brief the committee on the service delivery model. SASSA should provide the committee with a report of the Special Investigation Unit on grant investigation. Remember we said we wanted that report.
Even the service delivery model, because the blaming the
Okay, let me just read and then I'll give you an opportunity. The committee noted that the concern was concerned the long court processes of foster care grant. It recommends that SASSA, in partnership with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, should consider implementing a strategy of setting days aside for the courts to process applications for foster care grants. You see, but it's not about to process an application, it's to grant order, court order. As to allow them to get the grant. So once you have a court order, then you can apply for the grant. So it's not just SASSA, it's also the Department of Social Development. Yeah. So it's with the department, it's SASSA and the Department of Social Development in partnership with SASSA. Department of Justice and Constitutional Development should consider implementing a strategy of setting days aside for the courts to process the granting of court orders Ray Foster Care. So you must have a court order for foster care. So say this child is now in foster care in this person's care. Yes. The social worker prepares the report for the court. Yeah. You see. That's why I'm saying you first have a court order and then you can apply. Now, okay, yeah, so that's why it's linked. So remember the recommendation you made earlier? It's linked. Can I now go to recommendations? Is there anyone that wants to enrich the recommendation or add a new recommendation? Now that is where you come in, Honorable Abula, Honorable Kenya, I recognize you. Anyone else? Okay, just the two of you.
Thank you.
for the granting of court orders for foster care and the review thereof. Okay? And the review thereof. Because that also takes some time, especially with a change in social workers. When one social worker takes over from the other one. Okay, then recommendation 4. Is there any? Oh, Honourable Member Kenya. Just hang on. Honourable Member Kenya.
Thank you, Sir President. I think we must also add the monitoring of the when you are talking about this delay in these processes. There's a problem that the social relief nobody seems to look at the social relief, because these people you find that they don't even get this food parcels. They wait and wait for a longer period without getting anything to relieve them. By the time they are still waiting for that grant. If it can be, there can be strict monitoring of these processes so that they get the relief. Meanwhile, they are waiting for this grant. Monitoring of this process.
Just on what the honourable members are saying, you know what I found in my constituency? There were surveys done on war and poverty, where each and every household were contacted. Now, in some areas where we have seasonable workers, at that point in time, people were unemployed. But when the season started, they were not taken off that role of unemployment, and they still went to get these food parcels or food or whatever was given through the war and poverty. With the result that those that are really in need do not get. That's number 1. And done with the lack of social workers is really impacting, because, you know, I have people that I have to buy out of my own pocket a food parcel for that cannot get anything from social from SASA. That is a problem. It is a huge problem. So we need to work on that one. Because I don't know where it goes to. I don't mean to be nasty or attacking any political party. I do not sincerely hope that political parties are using it now again for canvassing or gaining votes. You know, but the rest of our in the rural areas, it's a terrible thing. One must do your own soup kitchens to keep people alive, and it is not NGOs cannot go because they do not have the funding, and private sector now have to kick in. Fortunately, in our area, we have a lot of vegetables, and we can also look upon it better, but it's on the but it shouldn't be like that.
Can I speak on my other point, please, sir? That's bullet one. SASA should bring the committee on the service delivery market. I don't know if anything was mentioned,
but I remember that SASA was actually putting the blame for the unqualified audit on the service delivery model that they've entered into. They said it is because of the service delivery model that it was an unqualified order, because it was a new thing that they had to adapt to. The disclaimer, yeah. So, I don't know, I think they should brief us on the service delivery model so that we can really thoroughly understand what is now happening now in SASA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
chairperson of the CBA also briefed us. I think we shouldn't have the issue of the remarks of the chairperson of the NTA board in the report. 12.3, page 40. Because it was part of the presentation. Yeah. So in terms of recommendation 12.5, the agency should consider is.
You're saying 12.3 we should delete the whole paragraph. Okay.
You know, it's a very important point that we're going to miss here. Forging both public partnerships with other government departments. Remember, she also said, we don't need to name her directly, but this is a point that we need to include. They cannot move forward with the funding that they have available. They need to partner with other departments to really get to their goals. Yeah, take out the remarks issue.
Yeah.
But that was a very important one, which I really appreciated she's saying, because, you know, she's looking beyond what their funding is. At least partnering with other government departments to get funding and to get them involved to get to their goals.
The agency should consider using local taxes or offices information disseminating points to communities. Remember, we said that. And then we said ECD programs, vulnerable groups, and And then it's only one recommendation on the NGA board.
Can that not be a recommendation remarks by chairperson? That they need forging both public partnerships with other government departments. Can that not be a recommendation?
What is that?
That they work on partnering or partnerships with other government departments. Is that not a recommendation? That they engage.
I think you remember what we said was that we said that we would like to see more. Private sector engagement.
Yeah, private public partnership.
Yeah, we said that.
That need to be a recommendation.
Yeah.
That
there should be.
Yeah.
But remember, we said for the corporate. There
should be.
There should be.
More private.
Public private.
I'm just checking whether we're not repeating ourselves, because if you read at the 12.1 output of strategic objectives, you have bullet 1, 2, the CSOs involved in the CBA targeted sectors supported and funded. And 10 volunteer proportions will be created in the CSO supporting vulnerable groups. Well, that's civil society, if I'm not mistaken. It's actually what we're saying, that there should be involvement of civil society. I'm not quite sure whether we won't be repeating ourselves, whether we want to put it as a recommendation, because it's not under recommendation, it's an output.
This is speaking on supporting vulnerable groups. Our recommendation is partnering with public-private partnership entities and to get for funding.
We're just elaborating on the corporate issue, the corporate engagement with the corporate and social responsibility. So those are the two issues. Can we go on to the conclusion?
before we go to the conclusion.
I'm sorry, Chair. I can say that under the output of the strategic objectives, it is really said that monitoring and evaluation of NDA funded projects is written there. But I would suggest that it should also come under recommendation, because that is a problem that is facing NDA. NDA, they fund many organizations, giving a lot of money, but monitoring is not done. As much as last year, we paid a visit to East London, when some of the organizations were not there, as they were giving 1.4 million. NDA was not even aware that the office is closed, the project is not even operating at all. So maybe it's still also the capacity of the people who are involved at NDA. So some of the recommendations we need to emphasize on that.
Is there a monitoring and evaluation of NDA-funded projects must be undertaken?
Yes.
As opposed to
project management, monitoring and evaluation is the key. So if we are saying as a committee we're not satisfied that monitoring and evaluation of NDA projects, adequate monitoring evaluation is taking place, then we need to say we need to see an increased effort from the part of the NDA in the monitoring and the evaluation of projects. When are we going on oversight? Yes. You know, even in the province, the NDA, they couldn't even provide the list of the organization. When did the last time they've done oversight on those projects? So those are the issues. It's the reality. It's like we're wasting the taxpayers' money, because those people, they don't want to take any accountability. So somehow, this committee, we're the only committee that is having the power and the mandate to change the situation of the NDA.
And if I can add on to it, you know what we found? That the biggest percentage of their budget does not go into skills development of projects. It goes into admin, into salaries. Those people first see to their salaries. And what is left of the project money? If anything is left, it goes into. Some projects only had workshops, and the money was used, all the money, all the funding was used, and there was nothing implemented, physically implemented, or in skills. That is what you're
all... Honourable members, let us... Yes. Yes.
I just want to remind members that the NDA, when they came to present to us, they did and identified the fact that the lump sum of money is going to administration, not to the core business. But when they came now for the second time for their strategic plan, they've changed that to say they are focusing now on changing the money that goes to administration to a core business. So we should think of the recent presentation of strategic plan, of their strategic plan.
Honourable Member Lamula wasn't talking about the operations of the NDA. She was talking about a specific project they visited in East London. So it's fine. Honourable Pupane, I'm not going to entertain your hand right now. What we are saying is, and it's perfectly fair for the committee to say that we need to see an increased effort from the NDA in terms of the monitoring and evaluation of projects, okay? And in terms of, because what the regional managers are supposed to do, they are supposed to have project reports every I don't know whether it's business, every 3 months or every month, they are supposed to have project reports on the project. So can we even say we need to see an increased effort in terms of an improvement in the project management of NDA funded projects. Okay. So that is why we as a committee, we won't be telling them to which projects we will be going to the Eastern Cape and the Northwest.
we will just surprise them. Is it on this matter? Because I want to conclude. Because we're running.
My last question. It's just a follow-up regarding. Do you remember, Chair, when they presented their annual report, when we're checking their annual report, there's a decline in terms of the money that is allocated to the project. Do you remember I was asking them exactly what is happening? Does it mean that they are no longer interested in the project or what is happening? There's a decline that is being indicated on their annual report. So we need to make sure that the money must be allocated to the project. Do you remember that was a question that I also asked? Yes.
Department of Social Development, SASA, the NGA and the CDA for the cooperation during the budget consideration. Can we get a proposal or those recommendations for acceptance of the committee's report? Honourable Member Makagula.
I propose the move of the adoption with the conditions.
I second the proposal. The report is so adopted. Can we go to the minutes, honourable members? We always don't have time, but we really need to make time. The draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, held on the 9th of February, 2011. And those were the following people, honourable members that were present. And then on page 1 we have the officials and so on and attendance also. On page 2 we have the agenda. And then the opening and welcome. And then we have consideration of the committee's report, if we remember correctly. And then we had the presentation by the NGA. Remember, we asked them to come back in the previous year, 2010. Strategic goals of the NGA. On the Makuba.
Chairperson, we went through page 2 quickly. Opening and welcome. I see the under the committee secretary standard, written apologies from Honorable Mafula, who was off sick, and Honorable did not indicate the name, who indicated that she should join the meeting a bit later. I don't know if it's I think it was me. That is why.
Okay. Crossing my mind that it could be you. Who's the honorable? Who's the missing honorable? Committee secretary? Is it Makuba?
Yeah.
Okay. She joined us later. Okay. The motion of honorable members. You must always refer to honorable members. Honorable. Yeah, on all honorable. Then page 3. Page 4 is just basically just the report of the NDA. Then we come to the discussion on page 5, which I think is what is of interest to members. We received a copy of the fraud prevention plan. We all received that. A copy of existing projects, we also received that.
and a copy of the report of the National Study on the State of Information and Communication Technology on South Africa, on the South African NGO sector. You could see that? Committee Secretary?
No.
No? So outstanding. Can you please follow up with the NGA on that? The Department of Social Development should provide the committee with brochures that provide a summary of the Children's Act and a list of written back NGA reports. Isn't it closed? Closing down. Closing. Calling written back reports. Okay. I used to call them by another name. That's fine. The discussion, the committee raised a concern over the fact that the NGA failed to achieve the target of splitting administrative costs and costs for core mandate. And that is where Honourable Member Tuete's point comes in with a new presentation. It was totally different. There was an improvement, monitoring and evaluation of project was raised as an issue that needed urgent attention. The entity was advised to put a mechanism in place to improve monitoring and evaluation of project performance. I think that is also one of our recommendations that we just concluded. Go to page 6, recommendation 6. The committee expressed its dissatisfaction with the NDA's delays in addressing the issues of inadequate skills and competencies of its employees in order to provide effective support to projects. It was recommended that a retention strategy should be developed as a measure to retain staff. The committee felt that lack of proper conflict resolution measures to assist project beneficiaries resolve conflicts is a critical aspect that needs urgent attention. And, because some people were fighting on the project, they had to discontinue the project. So I think those issues that we just raised in the budget report is actually also reflected here. And then we come to closure. Honourable Member Lamula, we say all those issues that you've raised is here in the recommendations of the NDA. The issue of the tension of staff, the issue of conflict resolution and monitoring and evaluation. Okay, and then it was closure. Is there anything that members would like to add, or can we get a proposal for adoption? Going once, Honourable Member Tuete. Honourable Member Tuete. Am I correct? And I wasn't there. It was the acting chairperson was Honourable Member Tuete. The 15th of February. We had it in the Marks building, M314. Yeah. We had the Human Rights Commission's investigation. Presentation. So, in terms of the recommendations on page 8, can we go back to the recommendations? Can we, what time? You are not older than 2. Yes, Honorable Member Masilo and then 2.
thank you, Chair. I thought to check the attendance. I think it's the first or second page, I'm not sure. Because sometimes our attendance becomes so poor, Chair, whether the apologies in writing or, I don't know, verbally or telephonically, but I think we have to improve our attendance in the meetings. Because sometimes you are two or three members.
We only read written apologies. And where there's someone has an emergency, it's only fair that we mention it.
Yeah.
But most of the time, we have written apologies. The committee report on the South African Human Rights Commission to another date because of the number of members present in the formal quorum. Mm-hmm. It requested the researcher to request support to provide the number of full vacancies as far. It agreed that it should be requested from the Department on Sustainability and Expanded Public Works Program projects. The department should inform the committee on the functionality of Matsupa Tela program in provinces, in particular regarding funding. In the next term, the committee will explore the possibility of conducting public hearings with NGOs and CBLs in order to get further information challenges faced by the sector. And the department should provide the committee with contact numbers and addresses of secure care centers in the provinces as reported on by the presentation of the researcher. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move to adopt the other minutes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member Gava. Can we get a seconder?
Thank you, Chairperson. I forgot this motion.
Can we go to the minutes of the 22nd? Present, we had the African. We had first honourable member here. We had apologies, and we discussed the Department of Social Development issues emanating from SONA and the Human Rights Commission report. Yes.
On the 22nd, Comrade Chair, I send an apology through my secretary, but I don't see my name in the apology here. I don't know, maybe the committee secretary they did not receive the letter of my apology or not. Thank you.
I'll go back to my attendant wishes for him to sign.
Honorable Member Marcelo.
Mapolo. She's sick. But I don't know because I understand she's on the maternity leave. So sick and maternity leave, I think they're two different. Apologies.
Okay.
Yeah.
That time she has just given birth, and then the second week she was. It's a standing apology for being on maternity leave. Yeah. I think that's when we made the announcement in the committee. Yeah. 4 months. Yeah. Page 4, recommendations.
The last one.
You don't have them.
Can we ask, where's the lady that I don't you have a 22nd? Why do I have a 22nd? You have a 22nd?
How many of the honorable members do not have the minute of the 22nd? Okay. Do you have any minutes on the 22nd with you? Yes.
The minutes of 22nd week, we actually we called at the our pigeon hole with the envelope, white envelope.
It's the report that stood over that you couldn't adopt at the previous meeting because of quorum problems. That you've adopted, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
At the next meeting. So it's the Human Rights Commission, and then it was a presentation on SONA. The department should, the recommendations was that the department should fill all vacant funded posts so that it can function optimally. The department should provide the committee with a copy of all theater programs and all concerns related to SASA will be raised in the meeting with SASA scheduled for the 1st of March 2011. And that was it. Just those three recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
No, we only have one seat for health and welfare. Can we make a recommendation that we invite the health and welfare seater? Welfare seater to the committee to come and explain the programs there. They have learnerships for social auxiliary workers, for ECD, early childhood development workers, honorable member Marcela, please help me out here. And all the workers in the other sectors. I think I'm up to NQF level 4. And I don't know about sectors, but I think health and welfare, just for the two sectors. Yeah, every sector has a sector. Okay? Members, can I just ask honorable members to check the chair after? Thank you.
Before I close the meeting. Can I also recommend something, Chair? You know, I'm worried about love lives. You know, we give them a lot of money. We never know what they are doing. It's about 41 million that we give to those people. So I think we need to really, they must come to the committee and tell us what are they doing with our money. And we want to go to the project exactly where they are functional, where they are operational.
If we can have, prior to them appearing before this committee, if we can have a list of all projects that they see to or that they run before their appearance in this committee, and well in advance, I don't want it in the morning or the day before. I would love to have it say about 14 days before their appearance in front of this committee, so that we can at least check it out.
Thank you, Chair. I think the list of projects that they run, it was mentioned in our last meeting, and they promised that they are going to be distributed to the committee.
NDA.
NDA.
NDA gave us that list.
Yes.
But we...
The Love Life.
Is Love Life also part of it?
No, no. I'm not talking about it.
No,
you mentioned two issues, the Love Life, which was given for 1 million. Mm-hmm. They should also come in front of the committee to do presentation of what they do at Loveland. The second issue is around list of projects
that the CETAs provide.
Okay.
Health and welfare.
Do you recommend that we make a recommendation around CETAs?
Yes.
Okay.
Health and welfare CETAs to be invited to appear before the committee, providing the committee with a list 14 days prior to their appearance, with a list of the projects that they run.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So I just want to add on issue of Loveland. I still remember that we did mention we're not happy the way Loveland is given huge amount of money, and we even said they should come to the committee. So we'll put that as recommendation also. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come again. Oh. Honorable Lamula and Honorable Tolo. No, Marcelo. Sorry, I really care. Don't worry.
Long live Lamula.
Can you remember clearly that we did talk about SASSA not having their own offices, relying on social development? In most of the areas around the country, they are housed in social development offices. That's making them not have enough space to do their work. Now they have their own money for administration. They have to look for their places to operate. If you can just highlight something in Ngqeleni, Eastern Cape, where SASSA is operating in a shack, corrugated iron, inside the precepts of social development. When it is raining, when it's sunny, people are just sitting out there. So they don't, in most areas, they don't have their own offices. And Mr. Pagade said they are busy working on that. I think in our recommendation, it has to be to be emphasized. I don't know, Shay.
I'm going to summarize, Shay. Can I go to Honorable Lamula?
Just on that point, I've come across the committee opting that viewpoint of pay points, conditions of pay points. I've read through it somewhere. I know we've opted already. Somewhere, ne? Chair, what I also want in asking, I hear what the Honourable Marcelo says, but we must remember these people's budgets will not, if they did not cater for appearing before the committees, it might just impact on their budgets, and that is why they need to be honest with the committees. They need to be very honest, otherwise they'll bear the consequences of it. But my point is what I want to make. Is when we ask for a list of projects that the CETAs of health and welfare sees to or fund, we must also have a contact person and a contact number that must be included. Otherwise, it's useless giving us. They might just now come up and give us the project that they are funding. We would like, this committee would like to have contact number and a contact person, as NDA does, because then you can clearly follow up and establish which projects aren't working and where the projects are.
All members, we agree on recommendation on love life.
Yes.
As a fourth point, and also agree on the list of projects.
What?
Yes.
What? Contact numbers?
With the contact number.
And persons.
And persons. I want to come to issue raised by Umama, Umasino. Just need help from members whether we do have chair. We do have a right as social development to call the Department of Education to come and present to us on issues of love life. Whether we as social development have a right. I know that it's our cluster, but I'm not quite sure whether we do have rights to call them to come and present to us on education program. Yeah, I think Mom.
To come and report on their responsibility, which they have to report to education. They can't, yeah. So, in terms of their life skills program and social with education, we can't do that. Yeah.
I'm not quite sure on the issue raised by Umama Gome that social security, SASA, has no offices of their own in her area that they operate in the Office of Social Development, whether we should put it as recommendation. Because my worry is that they came to us to present and they told us about the way they are going to implement in the strategic plan. Yes, the space and all that, because those are issues raised in our committee.
Yeah, this is very, very, I think the other one raised it before. They all sit in like a one-stop center.
Chair, I'm the chair. Refer to me. Okay. I'm given this power.
Okay, the senior chair. Can I make a comment? I do agree that some of the offices of SASA are not in good conditions to accommodate our people.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm still worried because if we encourage the offices to be more built, because presently 77% of our people, they still go to the pay point and get money. So what we want now, we want our people not to go and queue any longer. So we need to balance. And the other thing that is still an issue with SASA, 53% of budget of SASA doesn't go to the poor South African people. It still go to the contractors. So we need to be very careful. The other issue we need to be, yes, the contractors, yes, of which are individual people, don't know who are they. Not just the majority of South African people. So we need to be very careful when you talk about these offices.
I
don't
know,
that's my comment.
Yeah. I want to add to
you. You are the last one.
Yeah. I want to add to that,
Chair, because SASA do have the problem of funding. And now that that the Supreme Court case has been won against Cash Paymaster, they could not, at that point in time, move on to more beneficiaries onto the getting their grants through the post office because of the court case. But now that the court case is done, they should vigorously work on getting more people into the post office system,
yes,
getting their grants through the post office system, as to allow them to have more resources to carry on their activities in the department and to get to their goals, because they have a hell of a strategic plan. More money for grants, you see? More money for grants, more money for resources, more money for skills.
skill training for their personnel. Remember what was very worrying is the fact that they said some people do not even have a financial background working in the finance department. Okay?
Yeah, Chair, thank you very much. So I think we've covered all the areas of issues of your recommendations. But I'm proposing adoption number.
Yeah.
I also like to, before proposing adoption, to thank my chairperson for giving me this opportunity. I'm proposing an adoption. Honorable Tome,
propose the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Minute. Second, Honorable Kopane. Can I just note this? What is this? Okay. Chair, we're noticing here, Mamu Kenya, that you were not on the apologies. Can you look at it, Mamu Kenya? The 15th February. Yes.
Yes, I heard an apology on the 15th.
Or can we correct the fact that Mamu Kenya was not around and she has seconded for the... Yes, if we cannot allow that.
Oh, the 15th one.
The 15th one.
Oh,
can you get the seconder then? For, from those that were in the meeting. Mamu Masilo, Honorable Masilo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you very much.
The meeting is adjourned.
Please make sure that you prepare for Thursday and we are debating on Thursday and we don't know the time yet. 2 o'clock? Mutual chamber.
I will also be there.